Thank you, Holy Ghost. Montoni Linia Shire. Beleko Shabranti Dibidiante Dibos. Rontobili Dibidiante Radabos. Holobo Shire. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give God praise and we give God thanks, even for His grace and His mercy. Bible says, but that it is not by the will of a man, but it is the will of God. Let me tell you something. Whenever we come into an atmosphere like this, it is an opportunity to show our gratitude to God. It is an opportunity to experience God. And it is my prayer that the Lord will help us even in these 100 days of our prayer quest. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your word settle upon us. Let your word work in us. Let your word change us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, let me give you a recap of our last session. In our last session yesterday, we began to look at the mystery of conception and the mystery of beginnings. And then we understood, even from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says that in the beginning, God. And that statement gives us a clear-cut principle for life and for destiny. And that principle says that we begin with God. We begin with God. Bible says that in the beginning, God, the whole of creation began with God. And this is to tell you that in order for you to conceive, in order for there to be the conception of life, of purpose and destiny, then you must also begin with God. Hallelujah. Are you following? Then I also continued and gave you a point from the verse 2. He says that, and the Spirit moved over the surface of the waters. And I showed you about the mystery of the brooding hen, that the Holy Spirit of God actually functions to even produce for us a conducive atmosphere for our lives. Then, number three, we learned that in the verse 3, Bible says that, and God said, and I shared with you the importance of grasping or laying hold on the speakings of God. Your life is directly influenced, and then also your rising is directly proportional to your ability to capture and to lay hold on the word of God. The word of God is like a propeller or a propulsion system. And what the word of God does is that it is able to propel you into higher places as long as you can connect and to receive the word of God with faith. Listen to me. Bible says in the book of Hebrews that the people did not receive the word of God with faith. Bible says that, and the word was not mixed with faith in their hearts. And so Bible says that God said to them, ye shall not enter into my rest. What am I trying to say to you? What I'm trying to show you is that the word of God, the speakings of God in your life, has the potential to move you and shift you from one dimension to the other. Now the question is, what are you doing with the word you have received? Many of us can't even spend 30 minutes on the Bible to receive what God has to say to us. But I need you to understand that if you can't receive the word of God, then you can't move in your journey with God. You become static and stagnant. You will not be able to flow, because for you to flow, you must have access to the word of God. Because the word of God, in conjunction, in union with the Spirit of God, is what brings us to the point of manifestation. Bible says that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and then God said. So the sayings of God is directly linked to the Spirit of God's motion. So the motion or the movement and the ministry of the word of God, coupled with the Spirit of God, is what brings us to the point of manifestation. Hallelujah. Three things I've shown you. You must understand the place of God, who is creator, of God, who is sustainer, of God, who is source and provider. Then you must understand the place of the word. The word is the communication of the mind and the will of God. If you are looking for the will of God for your life, if you are looking for the purpose of God for your life, then I want to submit to you that you need to search the word. Even when God wants to heal, there is what we call the sending of the word. Bible says that he sent forth his word and he healed our disease. So even the healing of disease comes from the ministry of the word of God. When the word of God is released, that is when healing takes place. Hallelujah. Are you following? When the word of God is released, that is when healing takes place. Praise the Lord. So this is how we begin to conceive things. This is how we bring things into manifestation. This is how we change our world. We change our world by understanding and operating in the place of the word and of the spirit. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying to you? But I want to take you a bit deeper. Hallelujah. And I want to show you something, because tonight my message is about the angelic. Someone say angels at work. Now, when you move deeper into the book of Genesis, you begin to see that
certain characters pop up. Now, there was a man, his name is Abraham. And Abraham was known to be the friend of God. Abraham was known to be someone who was a prophet in his days. And Bible says that Abraham, he had a son in his old age. And this son of Abraham was called Isaac. Are you following? Follow the discourse closely if you want to catch something tonight. And this guy, or this son, was born to Abraham at a time when Abraham was 100 years old. Can you imagine having a child when you are 100 years? How will you even play with him? So Isaac was a child that was given to Abraham in his old age. And Abraham represented, and Isaac represented to Abraham the promise of God. But then there is a mystery that I want to share with you tonight, so that you understand that God is always with you. Even when things don't seem to be the way it is, God is always with you. Hallelujah. If you are following, type amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's look at the book of Genesis, okay? The book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 24. Now, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 24, the story makes us understand that Abraham was now in his old age, and he reasoned that it was now time for his son Isaac to be married. And Abraham thought to himself that the people that we dwell in are not people who are righteous before God. If I let my son Isaac marry from them, he will be led astray. So Abraham called his servant, the leader amongst his servants, and he sent him to go back to his homeland. And when he went back to his homeland, or when he was to go back to his homeland, this servant of Abraham had a problem. Let's read the story. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lo shele grantasai. Now, Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 24, verse 1 downwards, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Now, one of the prayers I'm praying for you tonight is that may the Lord bless you in all things. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray that may God bless you in all things. May He bless you when you go in. And may He bless you when you come out. May God bless you when you plant. And may God bless you when you harvest. In the name of Jesus. May everything that you do be blessed in the name of Jesus. Bible says that the man called Abraham was blessed in all things. Do you know what that means? If Abraham was to be in this age, it means that Abraham had money in different currencies. Because if he was blessed in all things, then it means he had dollars. It means he had pounds. It means he had euros. It means he had yen. It means he had yuan. Listen to me, child of God. Bible says that Abraham was blessed in all things. It also means he would have had cars. He would have had ships. Let me tell you something. You need to understand, child of God, that the blessing of God is hidden in the pronouncement of the man of God over your life. And I stand right now as a servant of God. I stand as the anointed of God. And I declare over your life, from today, you too, you are blessed in all things. You are blessed and anointed in the name of Jesus. Now, can I move on? Can I move on? Can I teach you something? Now, Bible says that Abraham was blessed in all things. And then Abraham said unto his chief servant, that ruled over all that he had, he said, put your hand under my thigh and swear by the Lord God of heaven and the God of the earth that you shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, but you shall go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, now listen to this. This is where I want to take you deep. Are you ready to go deeper? Are you ready to go deeper? Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. The servant said unto Abraham, he said,
the gift of tongues.
Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me. The servant was saying that, Master, you are asking me to go to a foreign land to go and get a wife for your son. But what if I go and the woman is not willing to follow me? He said, what if I go and the woman is not willing to follow me? Then Bible says, Kola Bashaya. Abraham said unto him, beware that you don't take my son to that place. Verse 7, the Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, unto your seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel. Someone type, he shall send his angel. Now, I want to tell you something. There are many questions on your mind. God has prophesied through prophets to you. God has spoken many things over your life. But you have the question. You are saying that, God, what if? That is a question on your mind. That is a question on many of you, your minds. You are saying that, God, what if? God, what if I go and I cannot make it? God, what if I try and I fail? God, what if I don't have enough money? God, what if? God, what if? God, what if? But the Lord said, I should tell you what Abraham said to his servant. He shall send his angel. Oh, you're not happy to be here tonight. You're not happy to be here tonight. He said to him, God shall send the angel ahead of you. Listen to me. You are asking too many questions. Can't delegate those kelelebosa. Run to venemekosa. Regedeskoprantatai. You are thinking too much. Logodogodosh kabatai. God is saying, I should let you know, that instead of asking what if, just pay attention to the word I'm teaching you tonight. What if? The servant was worried because he knew that you can't just appear in someone's house and say, I want your daughter to be married to my master's son. Where's your master's son? He's in a far away land. How do we know he's from a good family? There is no evidence. There is no evidence. You go explain tire. But then when the servant asked Abraham such a valid question, such a wise question, Abraham said, look, I have a God whom I have served all my life. Abraham said, I know a God who has angels, and he shall send this angel ahead of you. Child of God, I don't know what is the question on your mind. I don't know what you are going through, but my Bible says that God shall send this angel ahead of you. I don't know if you believe it. If you believe it, type, I believe it. If you believe it, type, I receive it. Because I came tonight to announce to you that if only you can believe, God is about to send an angel ahead of you. There is somebody here. You are worried about your visa. You are saying that, what if I go to the embassy and they reject me? Yes, I know that it is true that when your grandfather went to the embassy, he did not get the visa. I know that when your auntie went to the embassy, he did not get the visa. But hey, I want you to understand that God is he has an angel who is going ahead of you. My God has an angel going ahead of you. You are worried about failing, but God said, I should tell you, he shall send this angel ahead of you to prosper you on your way. You are not here. Listen, it may not be as you have planned it, but when the angel of the Lord goes ahead of you, he will make the path straight. He will make the doors open. The doors of your destiny have been closed for too long. I came by grace. I came by the mandate of Elohim. I came to announce to you that the doors are about to flip open. The Bakosh Kapatai, a strong wind is about to blow, and every resistance is about to fall away, because there is an angel that is going ahead of you. There is an angel. Some of you, you don't understand what is about to happen. You don't understand. Kalabasha talabaha. Borosko tobranta balabako. Mashayata. Listen, the angel is about to go ahead of you. And some of you, you will see it as a normal human being helping you. It will come like a helper. But that is the angel of the Lord that has opened the way for you. Someone will hold your hand and give you a scholarship. And that is when you will know that what I am saying is true. Karpanos kefelekros. Listen to me. The servant did not know what could come. The servant did not know how things will go. But the only thing that the servant knew was that there was an angel who will go ahead of him. Listen, you don't know what is ahead of you. But I want to submit to you that an angel is going ahead of you. Take it like that. Believe it. Believe it. The angel of God is going ahead of you. And he will make what is impossible become possible. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Shele grantaya. Lelo shelelelelebo serantia skefarantie. So pratila ferkizo. Listen, hallelujah. He said, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. Thank you, Jesus. Now, listen to this. Verse 10. You see, after the man of God, Abraham, said this to the servant didn't argue with him again. The servant didn't question his master again. And he took the donkeys and he went straight. And what happened will shock you. When the angel of the Lord went ahead of him, he traveled to the land where Abraham came from. And when he got there, he prayed a certain prayer. Let me tell you something. When the angel of God goes ahead of you, your prayer is answered speedily. Listen to me. Some prayers can be answered in 2 minutes. You don't believe me? I said some prayers can be answered in 2 minutes. When the angel of God goes ahead of you, everything is fast track. Fast track. And tonight I declare over your life that may the angel of the Lord, may the angel of the Lord go ahead of you to give you divine speed in the name of Jesus.
Shalabroski talabata.
Do you understand what I'm telling you? Now, the servant of Abraham, he now went on the journey. And when he got to the city of Nahor, he made his camels to kneel down outside of the city by the well, which at that time was evening. You see, the time that he got there was also the right time. Somebody type the right time. You know, destiny is in such a way that it is associated with time. And therefore, you must always be at the right place at the right time. Sometimes, if you are at the right place and it's the wrong time, you miss it. And even if you are right on time, but you are at the wrong place too, you can miss it. But when you are at the right place at the right time, you coincide with your divine miracle. Bible says that the guy got there at the right time because it was the evening time when the women come to fetch water. Remember that the guy is going to look for a wife for his master's son. And then he gets to the city, the well of the city where they fetch water from at the exact time they fetch water. Is this not a miracle? Why? This is because the angel of God had arranged things to fall in line. I pray for someone listening to me that as the angel of the Lord goes ahead of you, may the angel work things to fall in line for you at the right time. I decree and declare over your head, you will not miss your appointed time. May you come to the right place at the right time. In the name of Jesus, Loboshaya, call the Messiah. I declare, you will not be at the wrong place. You will not be found at the wrong place. You will be found at the right place at the right time for the fulfillment of your purpose. So the guy got there at exactly the time that the women go out to draw water. Then in verse 12, Bible says that he decided to pray. Let me show you the prayer he prayed. That prayer didn't even last 2 minutes. It didn't last 2 minutes. He said, "Oh Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray, send me good speed this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I'll give thy camels drink also. Let that same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master." Listen to the verse 15. This is what will shock you. Now, Bible says in the verse 15, I like this translation. He said, before he finished praying, did you see that? Oh, is it in your Bible? Bible says that before he finished praying, Rebecca came out with a jar on her shoulder. Listen, before you finish praying, God would have answered your prayer. I prophesy to the first 20 people that are able to receive this prophetic word that may God answer your prayer before you can finish praying. This is how you will know that the angel of the Lord has gone ahead of you. Before you finish praying, God will send someone to bring you that miracle, to bring you that testimony, to bring you that help in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. According to the time of life, God will do you a solid one. He will grant you a miracle in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hola bashaya barataya. Thank you, Jesus. Are you with me? Are you following? Kadola bashaya. Ratazomina cloferti zomaskeladia tai. Fentoni maskai. Shelemalagrada sopradaya. Reketoskelebonto. Yes, Lord. This is what I need you to get. When the angel of the Lord goes ahead of you, he prepares the path for you. He prepares the miracle for you. And you begin to experience destiny like never before. Anytime that the angel of the Lord goes ahead of you, you know that your path is secure. And I pray and prophesy, may your path be secure in the name of Jesus. May your path be secure in the name of Jesus. Can I go deeper? Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord is about to do something wonderful in the lives of 7 people. God is about to do something wonderful in the lives of 7 people. 7 people. 7 people. And what God is going to do is that he will turn your shame. He will turn your shame into glory. By the hand of his angel, every wicked thing that the enemy has done against you is about to be turned into something beautiful. The Lord says that get ready. For something glorious is about to come into your life. And he will bring it to pass. Even according to his word. In the name of Jesus. I want you to believe this word I'm sharing with you tonight. He sent his angel. He sent his angel. Because God cares for you, he has purposed that his angel will go ahead of you so that you will not struggle without end. There are some of you listening to me right now. This is the plan of the devil for your life. The devil has planned that you struggle and struggle and struggle and struggle, and even after struggling, struggle more. But the Lord says that you will not struggle forever. No. He said his angel is going ahead of you so that your struggles can come to an end. Hallelujah. It looks like I'm talking to only one person. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen to me. Listen to me. I want us to pray. And we are praying this prayer. We are praying a prayer according to the word of prophecy. Abraham told his servant that the angel of the Lord will go ahead of you and make your journey a success. Listen to me, child of God. We are praying in the next 9 minutes or 10 minutes, and we are telling God that, oh God, let your angel go ahead of me and make my journey of life a success. Let my academics be a success. Let my ministry be a success. Let my marriage, let my relationship, let my business, let my family be a success. Begin to lift up your voice. Ko shantoli grasotai, regedo shebrantam, ronto degedosam. Rakatosha Prataya, Father God, Maruskoto, as I lift up my voice, send your angel ahead of me and make my journey of life a success. Kaparashon de Kreskafara, Rekosha da Brantaya Gadosha, Legenda Gadosha Kadabadan, Rekato. Somebody lift up your voice. You are telling God, oh God, as I pray. As I pray, Lord Shaman and Emon, make my journey a success. Make my journey a success. Rabba Shaka Kong, Rabba Shaka Kong, Rabba Kong Shaka Kong, Yakadawa Kadekata, Rakadawa Shaka Kadekata, Rakadawa, Rakadawa, Rakadawa. Let my journey be a success. Let my journey be a success. Let my journey be a success. In the name of Jesus. Rakadon Shabanta. Regano Shabanta. Loko Shabanata. Yegedekedosha. Rakadapano Shabanta. Lubedekedin Shabanta. Regedekedon Shabanta. Regedekedede. Rakadon Shabanta. Regedon Shabanta. Nepontos Kedarakata. Rakadon Shabarakata. Yakadon Shabanakadosha. Oh God, send your angel ahead of me. Somebody lift up your voice. Tell God, oh God, send your angel ahead of me. Makomaya kapaya, maya kapaya kapa, ya kapaya kapa. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. To me. Right now, we are talking to the angel. Tiemiyepa, I want you to listen to me and say what I am about to say. Shout, O angel of God. Shout, O angel of God. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? Hold my hand and lead me to my glorious place. No, you are not here. You are not here. I said, shout, O angel of God. What are you waiting for? Hold my hand and lead me to my glorious place. Begin to lift up your voice. Katos kere de brosha. Rakatapa. Rakatapa. O angel of God. What are you waiting for? Hold my hand and lead me to my glorious place. O angel of God. O angel of God. Lead me. Prepare the way for me. In the name of Jesus. Kopa, kopa, kopa. Le papa. Rakato, rakato. Shake it, baby, rakaba, papa. O angel of God. What are you waiting for? O angel of God. What are you waiting for? Hold my hand and lead me. Hold my hand and lead me. Kapala praktataya. Yepoa, Eopoa, Eopoa, Empire, Odua, 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 Ayua, 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 Ayua
Ayua, lift up your voice, child of God. Say, angel of God, direct me. La Rashaya, Rosoto, Ragato, Egrantai, Brangado, Celebronto, Rabadaba, Eatai, Ilua, Celebronto, Orantayaba, Corororosa. Rabada Baba Bashaya, Rotos Copratia, Zebranta, Lugo Sabranta, Regadegado Sabranta, Regado Sabranta, O Lebrashaya, Ventonimus of Lever Pivo, Mentos Kefeno Shabaya, Robodo Sebranta, Negro Sebrena de Coma, Mentonomos Capalabado, Rengado Sabranta, Legado Sabranta. Rose to the Bosa, Robo de Bosa Branta, Legate de Bosa, Rapa Papa, Rapa Papa Pam, Rapa da Bo, Rodo Bosa de Miliante, Rodo Bosa de Miliante. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 A bowl of fire.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to thank God. Begin to thank God for tonight. Begin to thank God for tonight. Begin to thank God for tonight. Kadabashaya. You can trust that God will always send his angel ahead of you. You can always trust that God will prepare the way before you. No wonder that before Jesus Christ came upon the earth, Bible says that there was a voice crying in the wilderness, declaring that make the way for the Lord. Make the way for the Lord. I hear a voice crying for somebody. I hear a voice speaking on your behalf, and that voice is telling the angel of God that make the way for my son, make the way for my daughter. The angel of God is hearing the voice, and the angel of God says, I will obey this instruction. I see the angel of God going ahead of you. I see the angel of God making the way straight for you. I see the angel of God fighting every enemy of yours. I see the angel of God fighting every opposition in your life. I see the angel of God bringing you into the place of fulfillment. Hallelujah. Lisa, can I pray for you? The Lord said I should tell you that it is soon. It is soon. I don't know what you are waiting for, but I heard it in my spirit. The Lord is ministering to me to tell you that it is soon. Hallelujah. Whatever you are waiting for, whatever you are waiting for, the Lord says it is soon. Yes, yes. The Lord says it is soon. It is soon. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord says it is soon. It is soon. The matter is settled. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Makadabasaya malahakada. Whatever, I'm praying for everybody here. Whatever that you are waiting for, may the angel of God work on it. May the angel of God fast track it. in the mighty name of Jesus. Who said you will fail? You will do it and then it will marvel all your enemies. I pray and I declare over your life, may God be magnified. May God be glorified in your life. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. People of God, this is Healing Word Global Outreach, taking the Word of God and transforming lives all around the world. God bless you for joining us for our night of prayers and teachings. We will meet again tomorrow, and I believe so strongly that things are going to be even greater and greater. May God bless you all in Jesus' name. See you all. Shalom. Bye-bye. Your name is
saved than the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Sick healed, dead raised, in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Sick healed, dead raised, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus.